AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A week after the release of the dash cam video showing the Chicago police shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has fired Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy and named a citizens task force to take a long, hard look at the entire police department.
The task force will look at how the city handles excessive force cases, how we can develop an early warning system to help us intervene with problem officers.
Officer Jason Van Dyke, charged with first-degree murder in McDonald's death, has been released on bond. President Obama wants parts of whatever climate agreement is reached in Paris to have the force of law on all the nations involved. Mark Smith with more.
While there won't be a formal treaty, the president says reviews of each country's promises to curb heat-trapping pollution should have legal force.
That's going to be critical in us having high ambitions and holding each other accountable.
GOP leaders have warned Congress will thwart any expensive pledges made here, and presidential hopefuls have vowed to undo Obama's moves to limit U.S. emissions. Yet at a news conference, he doubted they'd spurn a deal the rest of the world's embraced.
It's important for us to not project what's being said on a campaign trail, but to do what's right.
Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter tells the House Armed Services Committee the U.S. is increasing pressure on the Islamic State group in both Iraq and Syria.
We're at war. We're using the might of the finest fighting force the world has ever known. Tens of thousands of U.S. personnel are operating in the broader Middle East region. More on the way.
Carter says special forces will be far more active in Iraq and will also be making forays into Syria. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 129. The Nasdaq has gained 33. The S&P is up 15. This is AP Radio News. A Senate investigation concludes that the makers of a breakthrough drug for hepatitis C put profit before patients in pricing the pills at $1,000 each. Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Wyden of the Senate Finance Committee say their 18-month investigation found that California-based Gilead Sciences was focused on money rather than people suffering from the liver disease.
The documents show that it was always Gilead's plan to max out revenue and that affordability and accessibility were pretty much an afterthought.
Wyden says the company did the same thing with a second-generation hepatitis C drug, charging even more per dose. Three out of four people with hepatitis C are baby boomers, and the huge costs are being borne by Medicare. More than half the states restricting the Gilead drugs to just the sickest patients. Even so, the program will spend more than $9 billion on all hepatitis C drugs this year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.